Proclamation number 5634 of 24th of March, 1953. God's fatherly love always hands out. I give myself to all children who long for me, because I cannot do anything else in my love but distribute love wherever I find hearts open through longing. Thus no human being needs to believe that I will abandon him, that I will deny myself to him, for I see the longing of the heart and satisfy it. And the human being's soul is abundantly provided for because my love means strengthening and sanctification for it. Thus no soul is condemned to starve, to go without, which desires me and my love. Yet my spiritual gifts can also mostly only be felt by the soul which ripens within itself like a fruit which is touched by the rare sunshine and can flourish ever more magnificently. For my sun of love has even far greater strength. Under its rays all shells melt and the soul awakens to new life. And thus every person can derive the greatest advantage for his soul if only he desires me myself sincerely, if he mentally attunes himself to me such that I have to convey my ray of love to him. His soul will mature and soon be able to influence the whole human being, his intellectual thinking and his will, so that the human being's change of nature will take place, which is his actual task in earthly life. But as long as he lives on earth, the human being is also exposed to the opposing forces, i.e., they also try to exert their influence, and where they only see little success and also where they recognize an obvious connection with me, they do not refrain from influencing the human being in such a way that he shall lose his way. Again and again they set traps for him to get entangled in, and sometimes they are successful, namely when the received blessings from me make a person arrogant. Then they try to fuel this arrogance in every way so that the person's thoughts are then directed towards things or benefits which my adversary makes him believe he can achieve. As soon as a person becomes arrogant, there is great danger, for arrogance is always my adversary's point of attack, who apparently tries to drive the spiritual strivers he believes to lose towards me, but at the same time wants to increase their need for recognition, which is then intended to bring them down. Sometimes he also succeeds in this, and then his joy is great. This is why deepest humility and silent love for me is the surest protection from him. Then he will find no point of attack, and then this soul will be irretrievably lost to him and I will have won it forever. Amen.